Welcome back to The Drive here on 104.5 The Team ESPN Radio. We are on the phone right now with Sal Capaccio, Bills beat and sideline reporter with WGR Sports Radio 550 in Buffalo. We're talking with Sal right now about the Bills offseason and some of the roster moves they may be making. And Sal, knowing what the Bills have in their receiving room, and that extends to the tight end group as well with Kincaid and Dawson Knox, if you were building that number two wide receiver in a lab, what are those intangibles or skill sets that you believe the Bills would be targeting in their next guy?
Well, he's got to play outside.
Okay.
He's got to be an X guy. Okay. You can play slot, but you better be able to play outside, right? I mean, whether you have the flexibility or not, that's fine. It can't be a pure slot guy. So that's number one. You got to start there. And number two, you have to be able to be explosive both with the ball and without the ball in your hands. I think the Bills really need somebody who can take the ball to the house on a short pass or get over the top of somebody where they can throw them the ball
okay. And
be explosive. That's kind of the thing that they're looking for. So, again, does that scream Keon Coleman to you? Doesn't to me, but I don't know. I'm not saying they're going to take him off their board. I'm saying, though, that he's more of the contested catch, big-bodied guy, which is very valuable, and he scores touchdowns, and that's great. But I think they're looking for more of – you know what? I'll put it this way. I think that you're looking for a guy that you thought – Deontay Hardy could be, but never materialized, but at a much grander scale, if that makes sense.
That does make sense, and that sounds like a really nice fit.
Yeah, we talked about receiver. Any other positions in the draft that you see Buffalo addressing? Maybe they get younger in the secondary, or anything you heard at the combine when it comes to Buffalo and other positions?
Well, like I said about defensive tackle, I think that's it. They're always looking for edge rushers, guys. I think, you know, A.J. Epinesa is going to be a free agent here. I wonder if, you know, by restructuring Vaughn's contract, maybe it's not more money in free agency for another player. Maybe it's keeping a guy like Epinesa around, right, where he's an ascending player. They like him a lot. If not, you're going to have to go a little younger than, again, in the draft and probably bring in another guy who you think can come off the edge. I don't think it necessarily has to come in the draft, but they're going to have to address backup running back because they have only James Cook and Darrington Evans right now under contract. They released Nyheim Hines. I think if you want Ty Johnson back, you can get him. And to me, I think they should want Ty Johnson. But maybe Ty Johnson goes somewhere else. So I wouldn't be surprised. Let's look at what they've done the last few years. Over the last 4 or 5 years, Devin Singletary, Zach Moss, James Cook, all with third round or second round picks, right? So I don't think they'll spend that high, but I do think that they're looking for somebody that brings a skill set they could use at that position.
It's a relatively small scale move in comparison to some of the other things that the Bills may have to address. But what was the thought process in bringing Mitch Trubisky back and adding him back to the quarterback room behind Josh?
Yeah, really interesting move right there. By the way, the first time in history that someone said they actually saw someone at the airport that came true. Mitch Trubisky. Somebody said he saw him at the airport.
Finally.
We were in airport season last night, and I'm like, oh, my, here we go. I get it every year. Guy showed up at the airport. He's signing with the Bills. Guess what happened? It was true last night. Trubisky was there. Someone saw him. He signed with the Bills. It's amazing.
That is a moment in history right there. You're right.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. You know, guys, he was here a couple of years ago, as you know. He went to Pittsburgh. It didn't work out. You know, and Joe Brady is very much to me like Brian Daboll and how he wants to structure an attack from an offensive standpoint. And remember, when Daboll was here, that's when Trubisky was here, and he was the backup. And, you know, he did phenomenal in that one preseason game he played against Chicago, but he never had to play, you know, the rest of the season, thankfully, because Josh Allen was healthy. He goes to Pittsburgh, plays a little bit. It doesn't go well there for him. I think the thought is, hey, we like his skill set. Let's remember, he's mobile too, right? You don't have to change the offense a lot. He's not Josh.
Yeah.
But you don't have to – he's not a statue. And I think if you have a guy that's really different than Josh back there, is more of a statue per se, then you kind of have to do things differently with your protection schemes. I like Mitch, you don't have to do that. So I think that's a big part of it. And then I also think this is on Mitch Trubisky to kind of be self-aware of who he is now. I mean, Mitch Trubisky, I think, knows, I'm not getting a starting job somewhere. I can go – what is it? I think it speaks volumes to the Buffalo Bills and their organization for a guy like Mitch Trubisky to not even really take much time, just get out there and go, I want to go back to Buffalo, sign a low deal to become a backup. I think that speaks a lot to what the Bills have in their organization for a guy to feel comfortable doing that, who was a former number two overall pick not long ago.
Yeah, that's very true. Speaks to the culture in a very big way.
Yeah, so looking ahead to next year, is there any reason, I mean, we're losing all these players and having to deal with all these cap problems, we still have the free agency and the draft to go, but is there any reason that next year is going to be better than years past with this team?
Other than getting past where they are in the playoffs, I guess would be the point.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Look, guys, I mean, it's tough once you get to the point, once you get to the playoffs. And, I mean, the Chiefs are the standard, and they have these Lombardis, and they are the winningest team in the NFL over the last, what, 5-6 years, whatever, when they you know, won their 5 years, when they won their first Super Bowl. You know who the second winningest team is? The Buffalo Bills. It's such a high standard, so the Bills are not disappointing, right? They're successful, and they're winning.
But yeah.
They certainly have to try and get over the hump, and they've beaten Kansas City in the regular season, and they've come within 13 seconds one game and a minute and a half the next game of tying it to beat them again.
Right.
So they're within 2 minutes, basically, in two plays maybe, of beating them twice in the playoffs. So it just really takes that. So when you ask if there's any reason to feel any differently, I think the answer is simply just make a play down the stretch they haven't made, and things will be different.
Sal, before we let you go, what does your typical offseason look like? Do you get back into music, more time with the family? How do things look for you?
It's always NFL season. They own the calendar, right?
That's true.
To have some downtime, but I never would complain. It's a great job. I love it.
Yep.
I went to the NFL Combine. Now you have NFL free agency, so obviously I have to stay all over that, covering the team. I'll be down in Orlando for the NFL owners meetings at the end of March.
That'll okay.
Nice. Then the day I get back, guys, that's when we take some family time. I'm actually headed with my family to Australia for the first time.
Wow.
That will be fun. Yeah,
okay.
So we're going to head to Australia. We're actually going to miss the eclipse. Buffalo's like the center of the universe with the eclipse coming up. I don't know if you know. But like we're expecting, it's true. We're expecting like hundreds of thousands of people to descend on Western New York on April 8th. It's a solar eclipse that will never happen again for our generations, a couple generations. And that's really a big deal. And we're expecting literally hundreds of thousands of people here in Western New York. We won't even be here. We'll be in Australia. But
wow.
That's going to be a big deal. It's like the one spot in the country where it's going to be the best to be seen is right here in Buffalo. That's going to be interesting. Then after that, the draft comes up at the end of April.
Right.
I usually take a little golf trip in May to go down and play in Florida a little bit.
Very nice.
I am my son's travel baseball coach, so that will be a lot
yes.
of my son.
Absolutely. Love that. If you don't mind, too, we were talking about this beforehand. I wanted to congratulate you, too, and give how happy we are. You were telling us about your journey during the season after the season, getting a pacemaker. That's a heck of a change and something that you underwent earlier on. So a huge congratulations from us. But how was that process going through it on the personal side?
You know, emotional when you first find out that you need one. But I'll let all your listeners know, and I appreciate you asking me. I think it's a great message.
Yeah.
My heart is perfectly healthy and strong. I didn't have a heart attack or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a condition called neurocardiosyncope. I've passed out quite a bit since I was in high school. That's when it started. It really had no episodes for quite a few years. But then recently I've had several episodes, and twice I've actually hit my head pretty severely.
Mm-hmm.
Once was at a restaurant, in New England before a Bills game, and it wasn't good, and I woke up and I was literally on the floor. There was blood everywhere. And then once was here in Buffalo. Anyway, the point is, I had to get this, and I, you know, originally kind of fought it because I'm thinking I'm young, you know, that's not for me. That's for older people who have heart issues.
Yeah.
But you know, I had an episode and decided I need to do this. I can't risk driving and being in the car. My son is with me and something bad happens and things like that.
Right.
I went through the process, and I will tell you guys, it was so easy. Medical science is amazing these days.
Yeah.
And since then, I've heard from so many people who are younger than me who have them, who are like, oh, it's totally cool. Don't worry. And, you know, I just, it's a great message. If you have something you're dealing with out there, attack it, get it taken care of. You know, you have to get over that emotional hurdle. I know it's tough sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but you're better for it. And you'd rather do that than have the alternative. And I am so thankful and grateful now, and my family is, that I did this, because it was way better and different than I thought it would be.
Right, right. Well, very well said, and you're 1,000% right in that. It's an important message to get out there, and I'm honestly glad that we got the chance to convey that with you. But Sal, we always appreciate the time and the insights, Bills and otherwise. Always a pleasure when we're able to catch up. So enjoy the next stretch here during the off season. Enjoy some much needed time with the family and a couple of deep breaths during the off season. But we always appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
You guys got it. Catch up anytime. Let me know, and love to talk Bills football with you. Thank you.
There you go, and we'll catch up on some golf rounds too. That's the information we're always looking for. That's Sal Capaccio of WGR Sports Radio 550. We'll take a break here on the drive. Be back with more right after this.